Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a bass solo.
Wow.
I'll explain.
Okay.
I will explain. Joe looks puzzled.
Yeah. Some bass solos are good. If it's Geddy Lee playing them or Les Claypool or Primus, bass solos are pretty good.
We'll get into it, Joe. Mm-hmm. I'm not as moved. I'm not a musician like you are, but yeah. I'm not as moved as you are. But then again, you favor a good keyboard solo. So who am I to?
You're going to say that each and every drum solo done it was not good.
We'll get there. The number to call in tonight is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you are listening on one of our affiliates, simply open a new window in your browser, type in Davin Comedy, go to Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. If for some reason our provider of our stream gets overloaded, because it can only handle a certain amount, where we broadcast through, it's a great time to go to one of our affiliates. Yeah. Not that you shouldn't go to our affiliates any other time, but I'm just saying if for some reason, like, davinsden.com won't let you in tonight, not that it will happen. I mean, we have plenty of people allowed to be on it, but there is a limit.
It could be playing hard to get.
That was Pip Helix doing
Hi, Pip.
Oh, God. In the barrel already.
And, yes. And Joe Curry.
Hi, everyone. How is everybody tonight?
And I, of course, am Davin Rosenblatt. I'm fine,
most
Justin.
Certainly are.
I most certainly, because nobody else would take it.
That's right.
It's a job that nobody wants. Not even the little Guatemalan
thankless
boys.
Thankless job. Not even a Guatemalan boy would take that.
Exactly.
But you stepped up to it.
Well, it was kind of thrust upon me, Joe.
Thrust upon you.
I like thrusting. Anyway.
Wait, say thrusting again.
Thrust.
Thank you.
We got a jam-packed show tonight. We'll be talking to Anthony Cumia, formerly of the Opie and Anthony show and now of the soon-to-be-launched Anthony Cumia show.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
My pal.
Of course, Anthony, for a little bit of our show's history, was the unofficial fourth mic.
Yes.
When we were doing the shows at the compound, did a lot of radio with Anthony. Mm-hmm. Now Trucker Tom has assumed unofficial fourth mic duties from parts unknown, various flying J's across the country.
I hope, you know what, to tell you the truth, man, I hope he does come to the road show. We do the road show on October 11th because I'd love to get a picture of the four of us together. We got a picture of the three of us together. When we met Tom in Michigan, Davin and I and Tommy were having dinner and stuff like that. I was sitting there going, I wish Pip was here.
Oh, which is something that nobody's ever really said before.
I know.
It's kind of like Beetlejuice. You say it three times, she appears.
And then you can't get rid of me.
You know, because it's like, you got to finish. So it's like, the team, you know?
The team. Except the handicapped friend couldn't make it.
Sorry, Corky.
Corky Helix.
Wow.
Corky Helix.
Aw, she's so cute.
Man.
Her hair matches the bus she rides. Anyway.
Shut up. I'm still trying to get up the ramp.
On a yellow bus I ride.
Leave Corky alone.
Yes.
She's a fine lass.
Yes.
Also, we're going to be visiting Japan and checking in our friend Ann Jackson as another scam she has alluded to. But we're going to get a lot more details about that other scam that she's involved with. She's mentioned it in passing. You guys have been like, what is she talking about?
Yeah, she's involved in more shit?
Yeah.
That bird brain's got more antics? I can't wait.
Exactly. And we're going to, of course, visit Africa, check in our soap opera with my scammer Belinda, and we're going to introduce a new player into the field.
Really?
Into the soap opera, and this player is going to be quite impactful as time goes on. So we got a jam-packed show for you. But I alluded to a bass solo, because last week I went to see Queen live.
Oh, right. Wait a minute. With
Adam Lambert.
No, with Freddie Mercury. It was Queen and Zombie Mercury.
Did I even say anything close to
But you kind of gave me like a look like Adam. How dare Lambert prance up to the stage?
No, that wasn't it at all. I mean, I think Adam Lambert is talented. But please tell us about your experience.
I most certainly will. I don't know.
It's the nice show.
I know.
Apparently she
please
thinks
pass the boy. Holy cow.
I just realized I jumped all over a story, so I was shutting up expediently.
Apparently she thinks this is The View and she's Barbara Walters all of a sudden, but that's all right.
Oh, God, please, no.
Settle down, Corky. We'll move on. That might just stick.
Yeah.
Not a completely original, but it'll stick. Mm-hmm. So leading into this concert, yes, as you mentioned, with Adam Lambert, and I have felt that nobody can replace Freddie Mercury, because there's only one Freddie Mercury. But I thought Adam Lambert was as good as a replacement.
If you're going to get a guy, I mean, he could sing, He's flamboyant. He's gay. Three key things you need to replace Freddie Mercury.
He doesn't have AIDS, but
alive.
Yes.
That's most important.
So I was excited about this. Unfortunately, I was having such a crappy day on Wednesday that it completely soured my mood leading up to it.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, but you know.
Did we other champions cheer you up and give you a little fire?
We'll get there, Joe. Don't jump to the finale of the concert.
Okay.
Right off the bat, I'm very disappointed. You guys know, as I've talked about these other concerts I gone to before, one of my favorite things is seeing the Dominicans selling the T-shirts.
Yes.
It's a highlight of every concert, so I can rip off the man and get a T-shirt for half the price outside.
Yes.
You know, 8 out of 10 times, the T-shirt holds up. 2 times, it's wasted money to a Dominican, but they got to eat, too.
Yeah, it's $10.
$10? 1987 called, Joe.
For the Dominican guy?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I paid $10 for the Dominican. No, it's actually 20 now.
Yeah, Joe.
20. All right.
Yeah, it's usually 20, but I mean,
sorry,
you can't get 10
to keep my
t-shirts.
Receipt from the Dominican guy.
Maybe you should.
Scratch out a piece of loose leaf.
That'd be funny. He takes your shirt out of the bag. You just go, receipt, please. Like it's a write-off.
Receipt? I have no receipt. Here comes the cops.
There was no Dominicans.
None.
Where was the show?
At the Izod Center.
Hmm.
Which, by
that place is loaded with them. Usually,
that place is loaded with them.
Sure, usually.
Well, you mean like the ones
the
working
lots.
The concessions
and the ramp? No, I mean the parking lots and the ramps going in.
They were not there for Queen, and I waited. I actually looked. I actually wandered around the parking lot trying to find,
looking for Dominicans. You're like a landscaper with a busy day.
No, I'm like a baseball scout. You just need one who's got a decent arm and can throw you a T-shirt, Joe. They're not all going to make it, but they're all going to try real hard.
Yeah. Look at that guy. He's faking it with the T-shirt cannon. Get out of here.
Well, that's the great thing about Dominican. They got good arms. They don't need a T-shirt cannon.
That's right.
Exactly. So no Dominicans, which meant no T-shirt for me, because I'm not paying $40 for a Queen T-shirt.
Mm.
I'm just not.
Are you going to wear a Queen T-shirt?
Of course I'd wear a Queen. I wear a Billy Joel T-shirt.
Okay.
Why
just ask him.
Why? Is there something wrong to wear a Queen T-shirt?
No, it's just not
Does it your... make me a Queen to wear that T-shirt?
No, it's just not your usual milieu.
Well, they can't all be Aerosmith. That's in September.
Queen rules, though, man. They were fun.
I asked you if you wanted to go to the show.
I couldn't afford it. I spend my money on other things.
Yes, we know her name. Anyway, in retrospect, the way things you were talking about before the show, you should have gone to the concert. You could have worn that and given her one, and you'd still be way ahead of the curve. Heck, you could have given it to Skateboard Boy, too. The whole family. You still would have been ahead of the curve. You once again failed to consult me, and bad things happened.
You're like my lawyer.
No, I'm qualified.
dear Davin.
He's not a fry. I just got him on retainer.
Yeah.
I've been dealing with your shenanigan for years.
He has a nice couch.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, no, that's his therapist. We've already established I am way better qualified.
Yes.
All right.
Go.
So anyway, so there's no T-shirt salesman, which, you know, means I'm not getting a T-shirt that night, which is a little disconcerting.
It's kind of part of the package.
It is part of the
package.
When
you go to a show.
If you're going to pay $25 for parking, you want to pay $20 for a T-shirt.
Yes.
Here's a little social commentary on my part. Because, you know, as you would expect, there's a lot multi-generations going to this show.
Mm-hmm.
You get people older than me. You get people about my age. And they bring their kids.
Right.
Here's the thing. If you're going with mom and dad,
mm-hmm.
and you're a 13-year-old girl, how about you don't dress like a whore today?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sure, we like looking, but that's because we don't know you're 13.
Well,
we don't see the Hello Kitty purse.
You pretend.
Well,
you got
to consult the parents. It's the parents' fault.
It's both their faults. Mm. You're right, though. The blame is more on the parents.
I had a 13-year-old daughter. She'd be dressed like an 1800 school mom.
Fortunately, nobody wants to breed with you, so we'll never have to witness that.
The poor, poor girl.
Poor school mar. Really, Joe?
Yeah.
You want her to live in your house forever, do you?
Well, then when she's 18 and I want the hell out of there, then I'll start gussying her up.
You whore her out. Yeah. Attaboy, Joe.
Yeah, put these short skirt on and some leggings.
In Joe's, Joe's America, their mom's still at 18, then they're whores.
That's right.
In Joe's America.
Joe's America.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
A real America. Yeah, but no, we're all on the same page. You know what? You're going out with mom and dad. Mom and dad have to say, listen, you're not dressing like a hula.
A hula.
A hula tonight.
Yeah, well, Lisa's saying, hi, Lisa. Yeah, 13-year-olds look 19 or 20 now. They do. You really couldn't be able
at
to
least
tell
when they show their fake ID after you're done with them. But who
when
am
you're
I?
Done with them.
But anyway, no. But no, you could tell they're young. They still have hope in their eyes.
Yes.
Whoa. Tom said he didn't buy a Sabbath shirt at the show last summer because they wanted $45 for a T-shirt.
Well, Queen T-shirts were the cheap ones were $40.
Yeah,
you could buy the more expensive ones.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you know that somebody's completely out of their mind or they have a lot of dough that they don't know what to do with if they buy, like, a hooded sweatshirt or a leather jacket with their band.
Yeah, I don't know
on,
what type
you know?
Of moron would buy a hooded sweatshirt at a concert.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Do it you was, have one?
We talked about this.
I forgot.
It was
I'm
when
sorry.
We went, really quick, we went to see Def Leppard. We went to see them in Scranton.
You were freezing.
Okay, and I thought it was the Wachovia Arena, which is inside.
Yes.
It turns out it was, what's the name of that place in Scranton?
The mountain montage.
The montage mountain. So we're halfway, on the way there, and I go, at least we'll be inside because it's a cold, rainy night. And I was like, we're going to Montage Mountain. I go, I think we're going to the Wachovia Center. No.
Oh,
no.
Crap.
So we get there, and it's cold and drizzly, and I'm freezing my ass
yeah.
off. And I bought the $70 okay. Def Leppard hoodie that I had to lay. You can hear Joe Elliott laughing.
By the way, room. That's the one hoodie that does not intimidate white people. The yeah. Def
finally,
true.
I don't feel big because I really rarely never wore it. Now, finally, I go to the gym and I wear it to the gym. So it
there you go.
I'm getting use out of it.
Yeah.
Sure. Finally.
Yeah,
you should,
really.
You should have gotten the one with the drummer. Then you only need one sleeve. You do one-armed curls.
I saw what you
cut
did
your,
there.
Cut your workout in half. I'm just saying.
We get it. He had one arm.
Still does, Joe. What, you wish he had no arms?
No.
You prick.
He can hold the sticks on his mouth.
Well, I'd watch that. I'd go see them again then yeah. if that was happening. All right. So there's no opening act.
Okay.
So it's just Queen. Did not sell out. I thought this was going to be a hot ticket.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I thought this was
really?
Be... No, Joe, I thought I'd throw this in.
No,
<That's>...
no I lied.
No, I find it amazing because Queen, it should sell out. Man.
I'm sure Queen found it quite amazing, too.
Queen was as thrilled as we were, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they don't have Donnie working on things for them. I don't know. Yeah, I was surprised. That's why I was in such a rush to get these tickets when they went on sale.
Right.
So they did not sell out. So they moved us down in the same section we were in and over, which was kind of nice.
Closer to the center?
No, further away because they know I'm a perv.
What is it like the comedy club where like they try to move people?
Nobody wants to sit in the front.
Come on.
Well, all right, I wasn't going to talk about it, but people are rubes. I don't know if we've talked about this on the before, but before the concerts, people cheer anything. Like
lighting guys.
Like smoke would come out for the special effects. They were testing it, and assholes be applauding. Hello, the lights are on. Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
I know. It's so ridiculous. You see the lighting guys climbing up their little very rickety ladders to get
in. On a wagon? What the? Oh, there's smoke on the stage.
Like, clap. The guitar tech always gets a standing out, you know?
Yeah.
He knows a riff.
Yes.
And he always thinks it's one of the guys.
Yeah,
it's like the club where they're playing, they're setting up their own stuff now.
So this might be where I'm starting to show my age a little bit here. Show scheduled to start at 7:30. What time do you think they hit the stage?
Well, I don't know how long the show is, but do they get there at 8?
8:30.
8:30.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't need them. I don't need them being an hour late. You know, here's my thing, and Joe, you can relate to this. When we get these comedy itineraries for clubs that we work, they'll give us an itinerary. Oh, showtime 8:00, and then you get there. Like, no, show's 9. We just wanted you here by 8. No. Tell me what time the show's going to start, and start it within 15 minutes.
Yeah, like also, for real.
Yeah, also in that vein, that's why it would Guns N' Roses. I would not go see. And Stone Temple Pilots I did see in my hometown. But, you know, when those guys like, you know, the mood isn't right to hit the stage. No, I'm going to entertain it too.
Yeah.
The writer says 8 o'clock. Get your ass on stage. Showtime is at 8 o'clock.
And there's no opening band.
Ugh.
So you're just sitting there. And you know how, like, you go to these concerts and they usually play, like, if you go to a rock concert, they play rock music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, kind of gets you in the mood, whatever. They were playing what could only sound to me like orca mating songs. It sounded like whale music. And then sometimes they would, like, slip in some elevator Jimmy Buffett type crap.
What the hell?
Yeah, I'm not a good mood setter.
Yeah.
No.
So I'm not pleased.
Also, with the band starting late, people don't, you know, some of these bands don't realize that their audience is older.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to go to the bar after the show. They got sitters to relieve and stuff like that. It's not like a folk.
Well, these 13, but it's the way it is.
It is. They got to get the hell home.
Yeah. You're not like these young kids like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, like them. No. Oh God, Gramps.
No, but I mean, but Joe, you bring up a good point. Their crowd is older.
Yeah,
And I mean, I guess they figure it's Jersey. The diners will be open late. It'll work out fine.
Everybody would love to go, but they got to go, you know, they got to go home.
Well, Lisa has a good point. She says, no, they have to sell concessions.
But
an
point.
hour
is a little much.
Is a lot.
Especially with no opening band.
Yeah.
It's a little much. So you know how they have like this big curtain?
Yeah.
You know, and it kind of looked like a shower curtain, to be honest with you. I was not impressed with the curtain.
Oh.
So they you know, when the show starts at 8:30, they drop the curtain or attempt to. It kind of got hung up.
Oh, no.
Kind of got stuck in the middle. Oh, so instead of, like, the band making this grand entrance into the middle of the stage, they walked around.
The beginning.
And it's like Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap. It's a rock and roll. When they went in the little queue.
Yes, and he couldn't get out. Bonk, bonk.
So this is not a good start.
I bet Stonehenge fell over.
Yeah.
Now, I got to say, Adam Lambert was very good.
Okay, good.
Very. He does not remind me of Freddie Mercury, though. He reminds me more of a cross between George Michael and Michael Jackson.
Okay. Mm.
The way he looks, the way he sings, the way he moves.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the guy's got a great voice.
It just seems that, for whatever reason, he's the guy that would replace Freddie Mercury.
That's how, and I'm not a Lambert fan. I've never listened to an Adam Lambert song, but that's the guy.
He's the dude. That even Freddie Mercury would go... He's the dude.
Yeah.
That's the guy that I would have wanted to replace
him. I mean, the guy's got a great voice. Yeah. I mean, Freddie Mercury had a great voice.
But he also has showmanship.
He does.
That charisma. Yeah. That's what Freddie
Well, there's
known
a little
for.
Bit of a difference here.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie was flamboyant.
Yes.
Like, I don't think, I remember watching old footage, until you knew Freddie was gay, I didn't know he was gay.
I don't think a lot of people thought about people being gay back then.
Well, I think
though.
It was like the same thing with Rob Halford, and he was wearing like the leather with studs. Oh, he likes studs. And then you realize, oh, he likes studs. And then you go back, and you go, okay, I can see that.
When you go back, you go, oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when Jodie Foster came out, it was like, oh, yeah.
You mean she didn't like being on the video game and the accused?
No.
That was worse for her than we thought?
In so many ways, I'm sure.
But Adam is more flamboyant. He's overly gay.
Oh.
Not that in a bad way, but I'm just saying he's playing up the gay, which is fine.
But we're in a different world now.
But it's so much over the top.
Yeah.
But he's a great showman. He did have a hard time walking around in his Gene Simmons high heels, in my opinion. I thought the heels were a little much. One of my favorite parts of the show, he's walking towards the front of the stage, and they have like... a catwalk where they can go a little deeper into the stage. And I guess a woman throws panties onto the stage. And Adam just like lands, is like, panties? You think I want panties? Exactly.
Or you.
Throw me your boyfriend's panties and we'll talk.
Throw me a cup.
Yeah.
Or a jock strap.
You got some Fruit of the Looms with skin marks? That one's talking.
Oh, damn.
But I thought Adam handled that very well. I thought one of his strengths, they did the song Killer Queen, which is a great song.
Yes.
And they have him laying down on this big, like, pink couch.
Oh, that's great.
And he's completely over the top, completely camp and everything, completely acting it
out.
How else
would
you act on a pink couch?
But Freddie never did that. Freddie was flamboyant, but this was over the top. So it was good that he's not trying to be Freddie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he's doing his own thing. It was very entertaining as far as that. You could tell the guy was completely happy to be with the band.
Oh,
you know, he was completely respectful of the music and everything, and I think he still kept it within the spirit of the music.
Yeah.
So when the band played
together,
I was very entertained and very pleased.
Hang on to that thought for one second.
All right.
Trucker Tom says, does Davin have a secret man crush on Adam Lambert?
No secret. Very open.
Okay.
I hide nothing from you folks.
No, it's just...
I just wanted to get that out of the way.
No, I'm impressed by the man's talent.
It's just that he's the dude for the gig.
Yes.
You know,
and that's why I wanted to see... I had no desire to see... Queen when they were with the guy from
Paul
Bad.
Rogers.
Yeah,
Paul Rogers.
I had no desire to see that.
No.
Because it didn't seem right to me. And people who saw both said it was a little too bluesy, wasn't really in the spirit.
Well, that's Paul Rogers' deal, you know.
And which is fine.
Which is fine, but it's like you need a flamboyant guy.
Who can sing.
Who could sing. Now, Paul Rogers can sing.
But he's not hitting the notes that Freddie Mercury's hitting, though.
But in that vein of what Freddie Mercury was all about, you know, Adam Lambert's the dude.
Yeah.
That's the guy for the job.
Yeah, it's not the same level of charisma or the same, I mean, not I mean, being able to hit the notes, but it's not the same showmanship with Paul Rodgers. He's got a different vibe.
Paul, but different vibe. Paul Rodgers is one of the most famous singers in rock, one of the best. But in that job, in that gig, yeah, he did a fantastic job.
Yes.
But Adam Lambert, he's the dude for that gig.
Now, there was some time when Adam was doing a little bit of talking to the crowd a little bit, and I thought we were getting to the point where he was going to ask if anybody's celebrating anything. I thought he was like, just trying to fill time.
Oh, God.
Hey, what do you do for a living? How about a round of applause for your pretzel vendor?
Yeah, right. What do you want to talk about now?
Yeah.
Remember to tip your ushers.
I thought we were getting to that point.
Oh, God.
You got to remember, when you're a singer, you're a showman, but to try to make conversation with 3,000 people. With an arena.
3,000? That's probably about 16,000, 17,000.
16,000, 17,000 people. You got to have some onstage banter, and that takes a while to
learn.
And
a lot of people just say the same thing every night.
Yeah.
Because,
he's got, it was a little variation from what I understand, but he was good. He was good. Brian May, the guitarist, when he's still playing, when they're playing the songs, the guy can still shred.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's a great guitarist.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Roger Taylor, who's the drummer, he actually had his younger son, Rufus Taylor, drumming in support. So they actually had two kits up there, which was kind of interesting. And then the original bassist, which I did not know.
Left.
Yeah,
John Deacon left.
He left in 97.
Yes.
So they had a bassist in the dark. I didn't know that.
I didn't realize that either.
They'll do that. Like Aerosmith's keyboard player, I think Tom something or other, really good keyboard. They keep him on the side in the dark. They had keyboard. We went to see Cheap Trick. Their keyboard players on the side and stuff like that. They wanted to be the main guy. They wanted to be the main dudes.
I saw The Who, and they had another guitarist playing with Pete because they just needed to round it out.
I think that's his brother, Simon.
No, it was before that, though.
Oh, really?
It was this other guy. I forget his name, but he had this weird... whatever.
Yeah, and if you go see Bon Jovi...
You won't see Richie Sambora.
Richie Sambora, and they'll have the guitar player, the bass player, too. Yeah. Bass player, they got a bass player, then he's like in the background
hiding
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, just focusing on the key guys. And those guys get good money to tour these side players.
Yeah.
So I don't give a damn if you throw a sheet on me. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know? The check's clearing.
I'll play in a Michael Jackson outfit. I don't give a damn. Just, as long as your check's clearing.
As long as the check's clear, that's all that counts.
No, that's a good gig, getting touring musician money.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they do a drum battle between Roger and Rufus.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta say, I think Rufus is better at this point.
Well, you know,
he's younger. Energy.
Yeah,
you know, he was good.
A lot of it has to do, I mean, besides his skill, but a lot of drumming is just sheer physical pounding.
Yeah, and Rufus has got the hair, so you see him getting into it. You see the hair going, and you know, it was just more of a show with Rufus. But you know, whatever.
Cool.
But the interesting thing was, they do it. The hardest rocking song they played was probably "Tie Your Mother Down." I like that song.
Yeah.
That song, one of my favorite songs.
It's a great song. It's probably one of their harder songs and everything. For that, they actually had Rufus play on the main drums.
Okay.
And Roger got relegated to what you give the lead singer's girlfriend.
What, do you have a tambourine? And he's shaking his hips?
The maracas. Pretty much. He wasn't even playing the other drum kit.
Wow.
Roger Taylor's playing maracas on that song.
Oh, my God. Did he wear the short skirt for this interlude?
I don't know if he did a wardrobe change, but that was just kind of striking.
He turned into Janine from Spinal Tap.
I thought that was a little much, but, you know, okay. I thought that was a little weird, though. So Brian May, he sang. He sang two songs. One, he did "Love of My Life," which they actually interspersed some Freddie Mercury in with.
Oh, really?
Like some video of Freddie Mercury and a Ouija board. No, like a video. So that, I guess they wrote that together.
Right.
And now he's kind of like dedicated that to Freddie. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Slow version of it, "Love of My Life." Very cool song. And then they do this like folk song to "Space."
What?
Like, that was my reaction. I don't know.
A folk song to "Space"?
It's about space, but it's an old folk song that he wrote or something.
Oh, dear.
About going... I don't know. You're looking at me like... Here's my thing.
I'm not looking at you.
I know. You're confused.
I'm like, what are they thinking?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And these ancient traditional songs that we have, you know, about space.
Yes.
What? So, that's an old Madrigal theme.
Time travel was very big in the 1700s.
Here,
they thought they were falling off the earth.
John Barleycorn must take a rocket to space.
Here's my feeling on that. Because, you know, my favorite band is Aerosmith. I get it. we have to humor Joe Perry and let him sing a song.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear Joe Perry sing a song.
No,
he's a guitarist. Play the guitar, stupid. We'll enjoy your guitar solo, even though that's kind of like 88-ish. Whatever. we'll enjoy that. We don't need to hear you sing. But Aerosmith comes around every couple of years.
Yeah.
They're around fairly regularly. We'll indulge. You know?
Right.
I don't need to. Queen hasn't been around in 7 years. These guys are in the 60s. Who the hell knows when they're coming around again? I don't need two songs from the guitarist. Especially one that has nothing to do with Queen. I don't need that crap.
Yeah.
But we're not done.
Uh-oh.
There are more things that are. You can't. You know,
Why don't we have a song for this?
Yeah, really.
What, things that aggravate me?
Yeah.
You have to write a symphony.
That'll be our version of Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, really. There's a man that we all know.
And in the middle of it, just to aggravate me further, Joe will do like a 30-minute keyboard solo in it, just to drive home the point. All right. So he does a very long guitar solo.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are we getting the Brian May singing, we're getting guitar solos.
Okay.
The man doesn't move around very well, so this is going to be a long solo because he's hitting every part of the stage.
Okay.
We don't need this. Remember, this is all back to back to back and everything. And then we get to what I alluded to in the open. A bass solo. The guy's not even in the band! The guy's not in the band! I don't need a bass solo!
I'm sure his mother is protesting loudly over this.
He was in the dark for most of the concert! Now he gets a bass solo?
That's right. You want to know something? I think what the problem is that these guys are in their 60s,
uh-huh.
and being on stage takes a lot out of you.
Well, let Lambert carry it. Give him. He's got some songs he can sing.
I understand that, but I'm starting to sing a little bit of backup vocals and stuff like that. I'm playing on the new songs last night. And I'm getting winded. I'm like, I'm getting
you need
tired.
A break.
You smoke a lot, though. That's why.
I understand. But besides that, it's just, you know, it takes a lot, especially like when Rotka plays, it takes a lot out of you, you know. So it's like, for those guys, they're in their 60s, so he's going to have his son playing it because I don't think he could play a full show. It's probably why he got the kid playing.
But we're not done. We also get a Roger Taylor song. We get him singing, which was like a tribute to Freddie Mercury. But again, you're not Kiss. You're not original Kiss. I don't need to hear the drummer sing. You're not Genesis. I don't need to hear the drummer sing.
Well, wait a minute, though. Can the drummer sing? He's got a good voice.
That's what I'm saying. You're not Genesis.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, Genesis, you need to hear the drummer sing.
I know, but why can't you hear the drummer sing?
I don't need to hear the drummer sing in this band.
Oh, go on.
I don't need... Really?
Yeah.
Really? What do we have? We got an ambling guitar solo. We got the guitarist singing two songs. We got a drum battle, which the main drummer gets at battle. We got a bass solo from a guy who's not even in the band. And this is all back to back to back. There's an hour of nothing going on. It wasn't a piss break. It was a dump break.
Okay, they have some staging and timing issues.
Yes.
But if they intersperse those in between the
other things.
You're
just saying this because you're married to a drummer. Nobody wants to hear the drummer sing.
No.
Nobody wants to hear Roger Taylor sing.
No, it's really not why. I'm just saying, from the perspective of the band, they're, 70 years old? This is the last time they're going to go around, perhaps? Let them have their goddamn song.
Not on my coin when you're an hour late. You're an hour. Show up on time and knock your socks off.
I'm very split on this. As a musician, I agree with Pip, but as somebody that goes to see concerts, I agree with Davin. And
at these prices?
And there is actually a drummer that could sing like a mofo, and that's Dean Castronova of Journey.
Mm-hmm.
He sings Mother Father just as good as Steve Perry does.
Really?
Yeah, and if you go see Journey live, Arnell, the little Filipino guy.
Arnell's good.
He's a phenomenal. He doesn't sing Mother Father. Dean Castronova sings Mother Father.
There you go.
And just bites the ass off the moon with it, man. Really, really, really good.
Yeah, but it gives Arnell a break. He gets to go and drink a little bit of water and, you know, towel
down.
Probably go
outside, sell some T-shirts.
And the guy probably always wanted to sing that song. So let him do it.
There's an hour of nothing going on.
How long was the show in total?
2.5 hours.
Okay, 2.5 hours.
70-something? No, I think 70 or 80-something.
Yeah, for that money... For that money, I don't want to see them ham and egging it. I want the hits.
And also, keep this in mind. I've never seen a show where there was so much downtime, where the stage could be completely dark, because the guy's got to move around. And as we said, they're not moving so well. I get that. but I've never been to a show. I've never been to a show where the stage is dark in between songs on a regular basis so they can move to the next position.
No.
We don't want to see him ambling around.
We
like
don't want to see the walkers.
You got a 20-something lead singer. Let him flaunt.
How's he going to run? How long can he run around like Ravishing Ronald between songs? I mean, you got to...
Ravishing Ronald.
Is that a wrestler? Bugs Bunny? Ravishing Ronald.
Is that the wrestler?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Why do I know that?
Either of you know that.
Well, we know why Joe knows it.
Ravishing Ronald. The fucking knife rolled.
I wonder if they were trying to tell us something there.
I know. Perhaps.
At first you thought, well, it's a cartoon and they're just wrestling. You go, Lee's Lego. Oh, my God, it's a cartoon and they're wrestling.
And they're wrestling.
Fresh meat. I got to.
That's funny as hell.
That cartoon.
All right. So I'm not happy with the timing thing. For the most part, Adam had numerous wardrobe changes.
Well, you'd expect. Wait,
which is fun.
He's a fanboy and gay man.
Which is fun. I got no problem with
that. Because he's practically Cher
at this
point.
For the most part, you know, Brian May looked like somebody, you know, an old Italian guy who was, like, taking out the trash. You know, he's got his jogging pants on and his shirt. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
But he used to be a dresser.
Well, there was one wardrobe change.
Oh.
All of a sudden, Brian May is wearing this bright gold LeMay shirt. With like the huge sleeves that are like flapping in
like
the
fringy or the big
the ones that hang down
romantic big sleeves.
No, not a puffy shirt like Seinfeld, but yeah,
that's what I was picturing.
No, but like where's
giant bell sleeves?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, man. You're in your mid-60s.
Yeah,
this ain't working. I'd rather see you know you're taking out the trash pants.
No, you know what? No, I want to see him in the flamboyant shirt.
You want to see a 60-year-old man in the
gold? Yeah, because I'm paying $75 to see a show.
You're paying for clothing.
I don't want to see him. I don't want to see. Somebody looks like he's at the early bird special.
He's not getting an early bird with this. They'd kick him out.
I want to see something that's making an attempt to look rock.
Well, you know what? think of it a couple of tours. You know, for some reason, Eric Clapton had this thing in his head that he was going to dress like the kids. And he was wearing, like, gangster clothes with his, like, pants down around his, you know, underwear hanging out, kind of. And like, oh, hey, I'm a cholo. You know, he was looking pretty rough for a while. It's like, no, you're 60. You can't dress like that.
You want to know something? And like when we were taking the last group of band pictures and stuff like that, I try to dress not like a nerd, different than I dress in comedy, kind of with a cool shirt.
Yeah.
But I realized
this isn't the ones that's on our best of, is it? Not that cool shirt.
No, but but I realized my limitations.
Yes, know who you are.
You know, I'm not going to sit there with a ripped Ramones t-shirt with a cut. I look like a complete asshole.
I can't believe the guy who wears cowboy boots and a cowboy hat and a bandana just goes, know who you are. Really? I got to check myself
That's an entire show worth of...
You know what? Who am I to talk?
Yeah, really.
Jesus. Yeah, we have to talk about the hat.
And Joe didn't even pick up on that.
But I know.
Let me tell you something. When you're 75 and you're coming out in your jogging suit, there's going to be a Davin fan going, where's the Aerosmith shirt?
All right. Maybe you're right.
Where's the damn bandana?
It was just so striking because he hadn't been wearing anything like that for the whole show, and then at the towards the very end, all of a sudden
it is a little weird.
All of a sudden we're back to the 70s, like, and he's a chick.
No, he went, oh crap, the whole show I've been wearing my stuff I wore the show. I forgot to put my outfit on.
It was like Steven Tyler sent him one shirt.
It's like scarfless.
Yeah.
What? Why didn't anybody wrap my mic stand, you bastards?
Now, those guys don't have to move that much. I mean, you know, Steven Tyler, I wonder how he runs.
Oh, I was wrong about the showtime. I said 2.5 hours.
Oh.
2 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay. Well,
2 hours and 15 minutes?
And there was an hour of bullshit in there.
Okay.
All right.
And they got a lot of hits.
Yeah.
We didn't get to all the hits.
Did you get all the hits?
No, yeah. They did some of their own interesting stuff.
Did you do Radio Gaga?
Yeah.
That's great, too.
I like that song, yeah.
So, I understand. You don't want a lot of this superfluous...
Hold on. We're not done yet. There's one more great affront.
Oh, wow. He's got a lot to complain about from the show.
I just observe these shows. It would be a horrible review of the concert if I go, yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, no, that would suck. I want to hear what happened.
That wouldn't be much of a segment for the radio show. That was fine. Any questions?
I don't know. Wait, I haven't been able to read back and see what they started, but in the chat they're having one of their own discussions. And Tom says something about there will be a diaper squishing through the mics. Holy crap! What the hell?
All right, Tom, try to bring it back on course, big guy.
So,
So you know they're going to close the main portion of the show before the encore, which is always a surprise because you never know if they're going to come back.
It's like a dog. Are you going to come home? Are you going to come home? Are you going to go home?
So friggin' tedious.
Here, queen. Good queen. Come on out, queen. Here, queen.
Funny.
They're back.
Who's a good band?
So what do you think's the song they're going to close with before the encore?
Before the encore?
Yeah, before the encore.
Let's see.
Well, they would have already have done We Will Rock You.
No, you're wrong. They encored with that.
They encored with We Will Rock You?
Because they encored with We Are the Champions. We Will Rock You.
Yeah.
Let's see.
We'll be giving away a surfy. No.
If only.
Well, it was last week. No,
it's empty. I don't know.
Well, they closed with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember that song. It's a major league hit.
Of course it is. Great song. So there's parts of it where you see Adam singing to Freddie. Like they go back and forth.
Really? That's cool.
That is very cool.
They play the video of Freddie singing and the video of Adam, not the video, and Adam singing, which is kind of cool. Unfortunately, they took this, in my opinion, a step too far.
Why?
They actually got to the point where nobody was playing anything and you're just watching a video.
What? No.
Yes.
Oh,
You're just watching the Bohemian Rhapsody video.
Nobody's playing?
Nobody's playing. Nobody's playing.
Oh.
Are you sure?
At least mine.
Yeah, sure. I have eyes.
That's kind of lame.
That is kind of lame.
I could sit home and watch.
Because my friend Scott, who came with me, he's like, I'm really curious how they're going to pull this off with the different voices.
Yeah.
This, that, the other thing. Why even bother?
Why even try?
That's going to be a challenge. People love the video. I mean, come on. You can't do that.
They probably had to made some concessions when they went back out. We want to go back out. We want to play more, you know, Queen. We got, you know,
Get background singers. Aerosmith brings background singers that are out there the whole time, no?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, Steven Tyler knows he can't hit every note that he used to hit.
But you want to know something? Sometimes on a tour like that, and you didn't see the house fully sold out.
They've been selling out every place else. This was, I think, a little bigger venue.
I think they have to think about it. You know, you have to bring the singers. You got to pay them. Food for them.
Well, that's. I think
them.
That's
yeah.
why.
Oh, yeah,
backup. You can do it back. You bring it because the way backing tracks are now with computers and stuff like that are so sophisticated.
Yeah.
That you don't need them. I mean, when Joe Cumia goes on the road with the 2U band, he's got backing tracks all little laptop.
Don't sure.
I'm not paying 80 bucks. I'm not. No disrespect to Joe. I'm not paying $80 to see Joe Cumia's band.
No. what I'm saying is,
as long as he's not Britney Spearsing it up there, I'm fine.
But what I'm saying is, if it can fool a majority of the people out there.
No. We can all see nobody's playing an instrument, Joe. You're not fooling anybody. Nobody's even trying to lip sync, Joe.
Okay.
17,000 people go, nothing. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Probably about 1,000 people going, 16,000 people are lapping it up.
Well, okay, right. So that's what people were going, really? Where there were a lot of
were people looking around like, what the?
It's funny Joe brings up the cost. Most of them were not, Pip.
Oh.
Because they did go on later than they were supposed to. I guess another show they showed up at 8:15.
Got to pay the unions.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So I think that's why we got a 15-minute shorter show.
Yeah.
Because they're running up.
But you know what pisses
can't
me off?
Can't go into overtime.
No, that's not my problem.
I'm with you.
I just paid $75.
Yeah.
That's not my problem.
Think about the people that, you know, had the expensive seats.
Yeah.
You know, they paid even more.
Incredible amounts of money. That's kind of pissed off.
You know, you show up late.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't look like there was tech problems or if all the gear's ready. And, you know, you show up to do the show. So you're going to stop playing 15 minutes early. I just laid out $75. You want to know something? If you decide to come around again, I'm not going to see you.
Well, yeah. I want you to go ahead and pay the Teamsters for the overage.
Yeah.
Just do it.
That's not my problem.
I'm very happy I saw them. Because when the band played, they were good.
Yeah.
And I'm very glad. Because I've said on the air, I'm not going to see Journey. What do I got to see the Imposter for? Because
very good.
I understand that, but I always want to see at least the real lead singer. But I've said that. That's just
me. No, I know.
But for some reason, I thought Adam would be like a good choice, and he was.
Okay,
when the band plays, they're really good. A really good show.
Yeah.
But the thing with Arnell for Journey, he had three singers: Jeff Scott Soto. I forgot the other two guys before that, and they were okay. They sang high register, but for some reason, Arnell is the perfect fit to fill Steve Perry's shoes.
I saw a whole documentary about him.
I got to see that documentary. I mean,
it's great, and he kills.
He's the guy.
Yeah,
he's the guy that makes you forget about Steve Perry.
Do you remember seeing this?
That's
movie?
Important to make the
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I I don't know. I still remember him, but I mean, I think, wow, this kid is doing it.
Yeah.
But you remember this movie with not Donnie Wahlberg, Marky Mark.
Oh, it was
Marky Wahlberg.
It was
like Rockstar,
rock star,
right?
Yeah.
And he's like the fan in the cover band, and he actually
and he
ends up doing the gig.
That's
what this is reminding me of.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, it, going up and being able to do that? That's a dream for so many people.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. Oh yeah.
Be able to go and I mean, in that case, in that movie, and in Arnell's case, they're pretty much doing like word for word, note for note. Copies of what the original guy did.
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, Devin, that Adam was doing a little bit of his own style.
No, it was his own style, and that was a great thing. He wasn't trying to be Freddie. He can hit all the notes.
Yeah.
But, you know, Freddie was more rock.
Yes.
Adam Lambert doesn't really have that
pop.
Rock.
I think
it's more like show, more like Broadway.
Yeah. I also think a lot of it with Adam Lambert is when he was on American Idol, you do styles of different music. You're a stylist. You're not some guy that they found. Okay, so they realize, an audience member will realize, well, he's a style. He's doing this style of music.
He was very good.
And
it
gives you a lot more credence than if you were some guy they found off the street.
I honestly don't think Adam Lambert could have done a better job.
Yeah.
He's not Freddie Mercury.
Right.
There's no Freddie Mercury.
No.
But I think they picked right. But I'm going to throw this out there. I think I said it before on this show. I think Freddie Mercury has, as far as rock lead singers go, I think he's got the best voice of any of them as far as the range. And
as
I'm going to
range.
And if you're going to throw total package, you know, with antics, I don't think it, like, for me, if it's just antics, Steven Tyler is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to throw voice with lead singer showmanship and antics and all that, I think Freddie Mercury's the best ever. I think he's the best rock lead singer ever. You guys agree?
Wow, I haven't had time to really think about that.
Well, I didn't tell you I was going to say that.
You know what, though? I do, but sometimes, I mean, we had a when I was working with Don Jameson and Jim Florentine, we were doing there was a lot of...
You going to say McClinton?
No. There was a lot of, I love doing shows with them because not only is it a comedy show, it's like a lot of rock and roll people are there and stuff like that.
Right.
And there was a thing that was brought up during the show, which we couldn't answer, but at least with metal, better live show, Judas Priest or Iron Maiden. And we're all like, I don't know.
It's subjective.
It's subjective, but we couldn't, none of us in that whole rock group that was hanging out at that comment, we couldn't answer the question. There's no answer.
I say that because it's not just the voice with him. He was a great showman.
Yes.
So to me, you put it all together, I mean, there's nobody better. And to try, you can't replace that.
No.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime talent.
Also, another thing besides Freddie Mercury was the vocal arrangements that they put together.
And he was a singer-songwriter.
He was a singer-songwriter. And also, who's the guitar player again? I forgot.
Brian May.
Brian May has such a that guitar sound that he has is so distinctive.
Yes.
No other guitar player has that sound.
You would know him. There are certain people that when they play, I remember walking into a record store and hearing music, and I knew it was Eric Clapton playing, and I didn't know the song.
Right.
And there were no
vocals. There's certain people
went, oh, Eric Clapton, what's this?
Eric Clapton is not the most technical guitar player there is.
No.
He is the tastiest guitar player there is. He is got such a way of playing that's so tasty. It's really good.
He's got soul.
Really good.
So that was my take. Joe, what's going on with you?
Okay. What's going on with me is my wife and I finally sat down, and it looks like we're going to be going through an arbitrator.
Oh, that's smart. That's a smart way to go about it.
We're going
to
go through arbitration.
Well, this is your free agent year, so it should work out well for you.
Yeah, so...
Your free agent year.
You'll be hot on the market.
And it's like,
I heard Jersey's looking into you.
Yeah. You know, after everything that's been going on, you know, I finally said, well, you know, I'm blocking myself with stuff, so it's like...
Well, how'd that go? I mean, was she expecting this?
Oh, yeah, relatively smooth. I'm like, you know,
because she knows, I guess.
I guess, you know, she...
Well, she was kind of looking forward to it from what I thought.
As you can understand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know. I unfriended her. But, you know, we finally... I find, you know, I Dr. Davin... gave me a lot of advice, so much so that I was telling my therapist what Dr. Davin was saying.
Really? Really?
Not that you would charge more than the $60.
I was wondering if that was kind of thinking.
Just gotta take that out of the equation.
So your therapist sit there and go, I concur.
Yeah. Well, what happened was my appointment was for 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
And oh God, she forgot. Early to bear yourself.
I know she forgot. And then she, of all the times I really needed her, I wish she wouldn't be forgetting shit.
That's crazy.
I get back home at 9 o'clock.
She's supposed to know all about you. She doesn't even know when you're showing up.
But the funny thing is that she calls me. She goes, I'm so sorry. Do you want to reschedule for 10:15? And I'm like, I go at 10:15. So she comes back in. Oh, no. I go back in, and she goes, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I go, well, it happens.
I thought she was going to forget 10:15.
No, I know. So she goes, I'm so sorry. I go, yeah, well, that stuff happens.
Fortunately, somebody else has been on the job.
Yeah, but she goes, I'm so sorry about that. I go, yeah, that's fine. Well, when you say okay, you really don't sound angry about it. I go, in my business, I'm used to hurry up and cancel and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But when somebody cancels, shouldn't you be upset? I go, all right, you sit there, I'll sit here if you feel that guilty.
What? Was she goading you into being angry?
You know what? You go, how about this one's on the house, Doc?
That's what I said. We'll call you a bitch and we move on. What do you want to do? This one's a freebie.
You're missing work now.
So after I got back, I sat with Joanne and I told her, look, I go.
Wait, before we get there, I want to know what the doctor thought about what your asshole radio co-host had to say.
Pretty much what we've been discussing for the
really? Past. Really? So everything I told you that the doctor was doing wrong, the doctor goes,
no, that's what she was saying. That's the stuff that she was saying.
Not the part. Well, no, she was like, Joe, like what you were bringing to the table is like, no, Joe, carry on with your exploits. This will all work out. That's what you were bringing to the table. And me and Pip are like, no. You have to remove the tumor before you get the boob job.
Pretty much in those words.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, So I went home, I spoke with Joanne on Sunday, and I said, look, I go, this is pretty much done. She goes, well, why don't we go to an arbitrator? I know an arbitrator.
I've been looking.
I know. I've been waiting for you to bring this up.
So, what I told her is, I go, well, why don't we wait till you get the estate settled? Because I thought, we should wait till you get the estate settled with your mom's estate. No, we can do this now.
That's a girl that's been waiting. Why doesn't she bring it up? Well, she could have brought it up, too.
I know. Why didn't she
ask? Well, we would bring it up in fights.
Which is always a good time to talk about your future.
Yes. Yeah. So, we're going to get the house ready to sell. She goes, well, why don't we sell it as a handyman special? I go, I'm not going to dump my house. I go, we'll fix it. We'll stay out of each other's way, and I'll get it ready to sell.
Are you guys still sharing a bed?
Yeah.
Oh. Are things better now, though, now that you guys have this out in the open?
A little bit. On my end, a lot better.
Because there's not that big burden hanging over you anymore.
That sense of anger. Something came to a big realization to me. That I'm blaming somebody for being in my way, but it's not their fault. I'm the somebody that's in my way.
Yeah,
and
I've noticed with you, a lot of the problems are you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. That's why I want.
What now? Were you guys able to do without like the name calling and everything, and like keep
on Sunday? Yeah.
That's great. I mean, that's what I was like really hoping for. I mean, I didn't know. Yeah. I said, listen, I don't know. And I said, if she just calls you names, I can just deal with it.
Because she wants to go for an annulment. I want the marriage annulled.
You can't. What?
After that? No. You can't do. That's crazy.
How many years?
Can I get you annulled from this show?
Shut your face.
18 years? I'm sorry, no backsies.
No. 18 years, no backsies. But what I'm...
No, I believe that's a legal term.
I want to go for a year separation. I want to go for a separation first.
Yes.
Get her own place and then go,
So you want to pay for two places?
No, we're going to separate, sell the house.
Oh.
She'll get one place, I'll get another.
But why separate? Is there a chance that you might want
to... I need a year to myself, dude. I haven't...
But you could get divorced in a year to yourself. I'm asking why not just get the divorce.
And then you could have every year to yourself.
Exactly. But there'll be a lot of that.
But the thing is, I still got a lot of figuring out to do.
But is there part of you, like, after you... Because separate implies there's a sliver of hope.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get back together.
There would be a sliver of hope if I could just... spend a year just figuring stuff out on my own.
But do you think there's a sliver of hope where she wants to?
You want to know? I think there is.
Well, that's good.
Okay. If she meets somebody and decides to go with that somebody, she's probably going to be a lot happier than she would be with me.
But you know what? In a year, when you have a year to yourself, and you can get yourself sort of, if you use the time properly instead of burying yourself on all your projects like you do, if you really, you know, heal, for lack of a better word, you know, you're going to come back to her a better person.
That's true.
And she might come back a better person with a year to herself, and you guys might find in each other what you lost.
And there, and as as you two know, a year ago, there was an event that happened that there was the thing that happened that I would give up every project for.
Right.
So when that happened, I realized that I didn't find that thing I was looking for, because I've always buried myself for projects since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, band, this, that, and the other thing, because I was just, and there was nothing that I would ever drop a lot of stuff for.
Right.
And there was somebody that I drop a lot of stuff for.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized that, obviously it's not going to be that person.
Right.
But
you know what? But like, if you guys, I wasn't really expecting you to say that there was a slight chance.
I wasn't either.
But to me, that's like, because you know what, man? You, to be fair, you haven't given your wife a chance in years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that you should go back with her, but there's a realistic chance that you guys go see what else is out there and you rekindle, you find what you loved in each other.
Here's the deal. And somebody told me once about themselves, and I was like, okay, and then now when it's happening to me, I have to fix myself. I need to fix myself.
I've been telling
myself.
You to fix you for years. You just never listen.
I know, but I took myself in when I have to and I zip. But
nobody was like noticing that.
But,
Is that out? No, can't tell.
No, but I need to fix me.
Yes,
I need
yes.
to fix me.
Yeah.
And I need a year, you know, just to be by myself to fix me.
You know what
you
the big concern is?
You think a year's going
to
do it?
Here's the problem, yeah, Pip. No. And this is something we need to worry about here.
Yeah.
Angry Joe?
Yes.
Confused Joe?
Yes.
Stupid Joe? Very funny Joe.
But here's the
yeah, if he's healthy, what the hell are we going to do?
That really might screw up the show.
Here's the deal. I mean, you do learn from, because all of this is screwed me up. Now, when last year, at the beginning of 2013, I mean, with everything going on with us,
yeah.
It was pretty bad. And I got to apologize to you guys.
We've been over that.
Again.
The nonsense I was putting you through. You guys,
it's been over a million times.
But the thing is, you learn from it, because I'm actually twice as bad as I was then. But I've learned to keep it at the door because I love doing this. I love the band. I love doing stuff. So you realize.
Well, the next step is to see if you can bring the love you have for your projects into a healthy relationship with another adult, whoever that may be. That's the next step. But, you know, it sounds cliche. But like you said, you got to heal you and love you first.
Yeah, I got to fix what's wrong with me. And Christ, there's a problem.
Talk about a fixer-upper.
Yeah, a fixer-upper.
Well, you know. I'll just say Trucker Tom is chomping at the bit because he's like, have you seen the inventory at the compound? Give him a year, for God's sake.
Let me tell you something. There was one of them there that was so aggravating. She was.
Joe was ready to separate from her.
She was hot, but you wanted a clubber like a seal.
That's my phrase.
A film shoot, she's trying to get in the shot, and then there was
She's hot, you asshole. But that's
the
what
thing
they
is,
do.
When the other hot chicks are berating her,
wow,
you know, her hotness left the other hotness, and she's getting berated by other hot chicks.
Oh no, the
because their fathers never loved them, and she needs approval, which makes it much easier for a video shoot.
The hot chicks know how to cull the herd. If one of them is trying to show off, they're like, no, and they push
but
it right off
the
cliff.
But the funny thing is, this one girl goes, I'm going to go on the hot tub, so I go on the hot tub, I'm hanging out. I'm going to get fresh, right? But I'm just talking, but I'm listening to her, and I'm like, I could drown her right here.
I'm getting out of the hot tub.
Get the hell out of here. I'm going to get a burger.
You look up at the dinosaur, he goes, don't do it.
Even the dinosaur's like, oh, you want to take a drop out of stupid?
it's shaking its head. No, Joe. No.
Even the dinosaur's like, that would be wrong. Yeah. There's a shoot to do.
But let me tell you something. Your lousy personality overcomes your hotness.
It happens a lot.
It happens a lot. That's why I'm very fortunate that I'm ugly. I'm very easy to get along with.
Understood.
They don't have to work on their personalities.
Yeah.
And they don't. No, meanwhile, the dinosaur is giving you signs like the catcher is. He's putting his little tiny dinosaur hands in between his legs, flicking his fingers, going, yeah. curveball.
No, I mean, chicks can really let their personality get in the way of the hotness, which is, you know, why chloroform is so important in a successful relationship with a hot chick.
Jesus.
Time and rain.
What, no? No good?
No,
I think the therapist would agree.
What are you breathing in? It's Jean Nattei, all right?
Jean Nattei?
Okay, Pops, you make the oldest perfume you can find.
I know, really.
Jean Nattei. Jean Nattei. I didn't even make that shit.
It's ambergris straight from the well. I hunted it myself. Did you, Ahab?
Take that shit.
It's apple juice from
that's
the footprint.
That's what you used to buy your mom. You used to go down to Nordell Drugs when I was 12.
Oh, my God.
Come home, walk the mile. Oh, I got your jean. Oh, that's so lovely, Joseph. You never put it on. Probably flushed it down a can.
Well, we're gonna take our first break of the evening. When we come back, we're going to be joined from Anthony Cumia.
Yes!
Of the Anthony and Cumia Show. Formerly the Opie and Anthony Show. We haven't talked to him in a while. Well, we've hung out with him.
Yeah.
But we haven't had him on the air in quite some time. So we'll be back with him in just a few short minutes.
On extremejams.com. That's extremejamz.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked. Clutch and Wiggle. CyanetRadio.com. TalkSuperStation.com. The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com. iHeartRadio. RuthlessRadio.fm. davinsden.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on davincomedy.com, davinsden.com, podalmighty.com, stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, ruthlessradio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or davinsden.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.